Just continuing off from where it cut me off, if Rachel wants to go ahead and identify as a black woman, and she has honestly felt that she was all of her life, and she identifies with that struggle, which she obviously does if she's the leader of the NAACP, why not? I mean, no, she hasn't lived it. She hasn't lived that struggle, which is where I think a lot of people get hung up on, is she was born as a white woman. She never experienced, you know, any kind of racism or anyone, you know, frowning upon her or, you know, moving to the other side of the street or police treating her differently or, you know, anything. She never experienced anything like that as a white woman growing up in America. So she never experienced that struggle. But she experienced, obviously, one of her own. If she grew up her entire life thinking that she was a black woman. So, you know, why not validate that? She obviously had a struggle of her own. So, you know, why should she not be able to identify with who she is? The only thing that I really don't like, as I said, is the fact that she lied about her history. And where she came from and all of that, which I don't think was necessary at all. But yeah, that's sort of my thoughts about this issue. I would love to hear what other people think, because I know this is a hot topic in the media right now. And yeah, I would just be really curious to see what other people's takes are. So yeah, if you have anything to say, you can tweet me or send me a message or comment or whatever you want to do. That would be cool. I'm really curious to see what everyone has to say about this issue. So yeah, that will be all for now. I will talk to y'all later.